Whether you're training for a marathon or building a business, your time and energy are already being pulled in a million directions. The last thing you want is payroll, benefits, and HR admin adding worry to the miles ahead. JustWorks helps take that weight off, combining intuitive software with real human support to help keep your business moving forward. So you can spend less time sweating the back office and more time chasing what's next. Run your business without running on worry, because you don't have to worry when it just works. Head to JustWorks.com to learn more.
Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store or Lowe's.com for more details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hello, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I was just saying to Tom, you've gone long-sleeved.
Well, it's a little nippy, isn't it?
Just a little early cooler. In the morning, it's a little cooler.
So I put a long-sleeve, just a little long-sleeve one, but I've got navy blue trousers on and it makes me look a bit like I'm in prison.
Oh, fun. Mm-hmm. Role play.
It's exciting. Bit of role play we like to do here. Yeah.
Is Alfie dressed as a guard?
Yes, he's the screws. Yes, the screw. What are they called? Are they called a screw? Yeah.
He's a screw. Tom, I've already been on a dog walk.
Suze, you're such an early bird. I wish I was like that.
Well, I don't think you have that much choice when you have a 6-year-old.
Well, I know. That may be a good reason for me to get a dog as well. I know.
Yes. Or a 6-year-old.
Or a 6-year-old, either or. I'm so sleepy in the morning. I'd give anything just to carry on sleeping. What's wrong with me? Is it a diet thing? Do I lack iron?
No, I don't think so. What time are you going to bed? This is my main question.
Good question. Midnight last night, so what do I expect?
Oh, gosh, Tom, I was in bed at, I'm going to say it, 20 to 10.
Lovely. And then, what time are you waking up, 7?
I was woken up at about 6:30.
So from, say, 9:30 to 6:30, what's that? So that's 2.5 plus 6.5.
Yeah, well, I think I was probably asleep at 10.
Okay.
So that's
8.5.
8.5.
But yeah. I had 8 hours sleep. I had about 8.5. I got about 8:30. But I'm still sleepy. I don't know. But then my nan would always say 2 hours before midnight are better than 2 after.
Oh, is that
better
right?
Better than 4 after or something, yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. Maybe I'm getting some good sleep time.
Well, it might be the quality of the sleep.
Is it my REM?
I don't know if they're involved.
Right.
They're pushing an elephant up the stairs or whatever. But,
I used to love REM.
I did too. And as I get older as a bald man, I wouldn't mind looking more like Michael Stipe. A bit rough.
I think you want to look like Tom Allen.
No, no one wants that.
Oh, everybody wants it, Tom.
Well, thank you. Well, if I keep sleeping, maybe I'll look all right. Yeah. I've seen for like 11 hours over the weekend.
What?
That's wild, isn't it? Yeah.
You had 11 hours. So, talk me through, what did you do in the daytime to get that tired?
Nothing. That was the thing, nothing.
Lots of your prison role play?
Not even that. Yeah, just sitting around, whittling things, hiding a phone.
Reading a book
and then jumping off the top bunk to come up with some other natty plan.
Yes.
Sort of
doing
fun.
A law degree to try and get yourself out?
Yes, did a law degree. Exactly, yeah. Queued up in the canteen.
Well, I'm not surprised you're busy. Oh, you're tired, rather. It's a busy day.
That sort of thing does take it out of you. But to be honest, nothing. And the less I do, the more tired I become. Go figure.
I think that's... Yeah, I do understand that, though. I think that sometimes happens.
Yeah.
But a good stomp around is a great way to start the day.
Well, Alfie took me for a walk.
On a lead?
Yep.
Puppy play?
Prison role play. Yeah.
Yep.
It's a very elaborate weekend.
Gosh, isn't it? Does he put like a, does he spray can a little sort of 5 foot by 5 foot box and you just have to walk around that?
Yeah. Yeah. It's part of that. Yeah.
Great.
It looks in the yard. We call it the yard.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Mm. Right, of course. In for a penny.
I think that having a dog forces you to do that. You have to get up. You have to get out. It's very good for the brain.
I think. Caring for something is good for the brain as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Taking us out of ourselves. I know. The time is coming when I may need to just get one.
You have to get a dog. You have to get a dog, Tom. It would make you so happy.
It would bring us a lot of joy.
You have to just commit to a dog.
Yeah. Mm. I know. I would like it.
And then you can be... What's the thing that we spoke, we've spoken about it lots, when you sort of rely on another thing?
Codependent?
Yes, with a dog.
Codependent with a dog.
Because they will be codependent with you.
They will base all their esteem on my emotions. That sounds great. Yeah. All right, I'll do it.
Okay, great.
I would like to get one. I just think, I know you've got to go to like a dog's home to get them, haven't you, or something like that. But I would like it. I would like
But you'd
it.
Find that very sad, I think.
We saw a corgi out when we went for a walk on Sunday.
Now you've got to be quite careful with corgis. They can be quite aggy.
Can they?
Now, I'm sorry to anyone that's got a corgi.
No, that's
but
fine.
They do seem, from the ones that I've met at the park.
A little bit, bit precocious. Oh, I wouldn't like that.
No.
This one looked quite fun. I just like the regalness of it. I could pretend to be the Queen Mum.
They are very regal. They're very regal. I think that would suit you, a regal dog.
Well, that, you know, it has to suit me, doesn't it? And but also the thing with a corgi is little legs, and we do have stairs here.
Oh, yeah.
And I would worry about that.
What about, have you seen an Irish wolfhound?
Yes, I have, yes.
I think they're the most fantastic dogs.
They're quite hairy, though.
Well, they are hairy, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I wonder if you might need to get one of the ones, a poodle mix, because of...
Well, the thing is, if you mix with a poodle, you might be better off just getting a poodle. Because sometimes
look,
the poodle
come
mixes.
On, I know I'm precocious, but I'm not. I'm no, not that
could,
bad.
Well, you could get a standard one. It'd be lovely.
Please, standard poodle. Yeah, it would be fun, actually. Why do you say that? Because the mixes are a little bit.
Well, I know
eccentric.
Quite a few people that have cockapoos, and I would
say, of course, you live in Brighton.
Of course, I live in Brighton. There's a lot of whippets, a lot of cockapoos, a lot of sausage dogs.
Sausage dogs, yeah.
And a lot of them have Napoleon syndrome.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I can imagine that.
Like my mum's dog, Ron. He's lovely, but he's a Bichon Cross Poodle, and he is aggy.
Oh, Ron.
He will go for people's ankles and things.
Oh, he doesn't like people.
Or other dogs. Loves my mum, though, gosh.
That's the main thing, isn't
it? Yeah, adores her.
We all do.
Yeah.
But what, Ruffy, do you remember Ruffy?
Ruffy, he was a... German Shepherd Cross Rottweiler.
And I thought he was delightful.
He was delightful. He was a lovely dog.
Very cuddly.
So cuddly.
Did you grow up with Ruffy? Was he around
you? No, Ruffy was at the farm where, like at the yard where my dad worked, but he was around.
He was lovely.
He was a lovely dog. He was the kind of dog that wanted to, my mum, there are some dogs that just sort of like to be free. And so sometimes mum would like bath Ruffy and be like, oh, let's have him in the house. And then he'd have a bath. Then he'd run straight outside, go under a lorry, get covered in oil, roll in fox crap.
What a life.
And then be like, I'm fine, thanks. Thanks for the bath. See ya.
Funny.
I like being free.
I know, it's so funny, isn't it? Yeah. Like their blankets and things, they don't like.
Yeah.
They don't like to be too clean, do they?
No. Dirty dog. But yes, listen. I think you'll keep us all abreast with your dog.
I will, I will, I will.
Have you watched, is it called The Dog House? Is that what that show's called, where people go in and they're looking for a dog? Oh, Tom, if you want to, if you feel like you need to cry, but you haven't watched that. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, okay,
weeping.
I will.
It's really beautiful.
Oh, okay. A bit like Marley and Me. Looks like it's going to make me sad.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you've got the...
I haven't.
I don't know if you've got the emotional integrity to, not emotional integrity, emotional stability.
Neither of these.
To get through,
I haven't.
To get through Marley and Me.
Oh, yeah. Have I told you we've been watching a lot of Slow Horses?
Oh, it's so good, isn't it?
It's so good. Have you seen it then?
Yeah. It's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, we're having to like slow it down because we, you know, the new series is coming out in September and we don't want to be, we don't want to have to wait to watch it once every week. We want to be like ahead of the game so we can.
Yes.
But the thing is, it's quite a lot to take in and quite often we have to refer to a cheat sheet.
Really?
It's quite a lot for us. Yeah, we're not very bright, I think.
I think you're both bright.
But I don't know. I struggle. They're like, who is that? The is that a cousin? You know, things like that.
Oh, it's granddad. Is that? Oh, okay.
Things like that. Well, there's a scene in France in the one we were watching yesterday. No spoilers.
Yes.
I said, when was that discussed that he was her cousin? It's not pivotal to the plot.
No.
Moment. And he said, well, it was discussed when they were at the table. And I said, oh, but I was distracted because it was a French farmhouse, French rustic style eating. And of course, and I was totally taken in by the details of that. For example, she picked up a piece of salami and she didn't eat it. She just sort of toyed with it and ripped a bit off.
And then didn't put it in her mouth.
No, as is often the way in television when they're eating.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to have food in your mouth when you're doing your lines.
Indeed.
And also, if you put it in your... Exactly, continuity. Very important.
Sorry, what were you going to say?
I was exactly going to say that. I was going to say continuity.
The irony of cutting you off...
So that I could say continuity.
Yeah. Exactly. That it's difficult for them. But I was quite enticed by that and didn't listen to what was being said at all.
Well, but I find that I'm with you. You know, if I see decor.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. I'll be looking at the lampshades. Sorry, didn't follow.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Sorry about it.
Every runner knows the feeling when you finally hit your stride. You stop thinking about every step and start focusing on the journey ahead. Running a small business should feel a little more like that. But when you're juggling payroll, benefits, hiring, and HR compliance on top of everything else, it's hard to find your rhythm. That's where JustWorks comes in. JustWorks handles the back office admin small business owners can't afford to get wrong. Combining intuitive software with real human support, they help keep your business moving forward. Think of JustWorks as a running buddy for your business. The support system that's there to help lighten the load so you can focus on the road ahead. Building something great takes endurance, and the right support can make every step feel a little lighter. Chase your dream, not the paperwork, because you don't have to worry when it just works. Head to justworks.com to learn more.
This is Charity Lawson from Bachelor Happy Hour.
Charity, I was thinking about this the other day. What's something that you'll always say yes to?
That's easy. Seeing my friends, last-minute girls' trip, basically making memories you'll talk about for years.
Same. And somehow every one of these memories comes with something to plan.
That's so true.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you manage your money without taking away from the moments that matter.
Exactly. With flexible ways to pay, cashback that builds automatically, and everything in one place, Klarna helps you feel more confident making everyday money decisions.
Because when you have the right tools, everything feels more manageable.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to California Finance Law License, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What else have you been up to lately then?
Well, we had a nice weekend sort of bracing for the what Alf calls roast season, which is the forthcoming time when people are more inclined to roast. Mm-hmm. That being said, we did do a Jamie Oliver roast chicken on Sunday.
What with?
Just some herbs, soft herbs, lemon, bay and rosemary, bit of oil, not too much salt and no garlic, which was a first for me.
Still delicious?
I have to say very pleased. Very pleased. Yeah, delish actually.
What did you have with it?
Potatoes from the garden, roasted.
Very nice.
Yeah. And tomato salad from the garden with leaves from the garden.
Oh, Tom, yeah. You are good.
A lot of tomatoes at the moment. A lot of tomatoes.
Too many?
Maybe.
Yeah, but listen.
Every meal.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Well, you know,
I've lived.
You've lived. Exactly what I was going to say.
And then made stock afterwards. I always make a stock after having roast chicken.
That's good.
Yeah, like Americans call it bone broth, but I just call it chicken stock. I'm not taken in by that.
And then what do you do with the bone broth?
Put it in the fridge, then throw it in the bin. But the thing is...
Yeah, I do a lot of that. I do a lot of that where I go, I'm going to save this to use for something else. And then, you know, a week will roll around and you'll go, oh, I really need to do out the fridge. And you'll go, oh, I never get around to eating that. It's bad, isn't it?
No, but a chicken stock, you can make a lovely noodle soup with some sauces and spices in it. Or you could make a lovely risotto like we did last time.
Oh, yum.
Or you could just make a soup.
Risotto's needy though, isn't it?
Can take a bit of time, but I find it quite soothing in a sort of Nigel Slater sort of way. And I do like it, just that add a ladleful, stir, add a ladleful, stir.
Yeah, okay.
I enjoy that. I enjoy that. It's quite soothing. Again, a bit like making chicken stock. I find it quite calming.
That's nice. Yeah,
I've said it. What did you do this weekend, Suze?
Well, I went to a festival. We went to a festival. Feastival. Yes, the festival.
Oh, yes.
It was very nice.
Eamon.
Yeah. I didn't see him, actually.
Oh, he was there.
Very disappointing. But it was very nice.
Was it? Was it lovely? Tell me about it.
It was lovely.
Was,
it,
was there lots of great food?
Yeah, really good food. Should I tell you what I ate?
Yeah.
Some really good. So we had, so Chicken Sours, which is a shop in London, had a stall there. And it's just... it's just fried chicken, but it's just done so well.
Oh, okay.
So we had that. Then Alice had a Indian wrap, which was sort of done in naan bread.
Oh, nice.
Which was delicious. Really delicious. Because what we decided to do was just sort of share lots of bits rather than sort of have...
You want to try a bit of everything.
Yeah. And then I got sort of like a brioche bun.
Oh, I'm with you.
You're with me. With some slaw, like cabbage slaw.
Coleslaw, as we used to call it.
Well, yeah, but I think an American might just call it slaw. Like it's sort of kind of cabbagey, not that mayo-y, more cabbagey than mayo-y. Then some pulled pork, then quite a lot of apple sauce.
Okay.
And then before they put the top bun on, they ladle over some gravy.
Oh, I say.
Tom, honestly, I look like such a piglet eating it. Well, ironic, really. It was just divine.
Was it? You said you shared it. I would have found that very difficult to share.
Do you know, it was very difficult to share because you did have to sort of eat it with a fork.
Right, that's because what it, I mean, you, but on a practical level.
Yeah, on a practical level. So two forks, one bun. Very similar to two girls, one cup. Oh, God. I don't even remember what that was, but I know it was something absolutely vulgar.
To say the least. But I am intrigued by this. Okay. And then you just stayed for the day, you didn't stay overnight?
We stayed overnight. We stayed in we had a little yurt that we could stay in, which was very nice.
Ooh, yurt.
Yurt. And yeah, it was just a very nice time. A very nice time indeed.
And there was lovely music?
We saw a bit of music. We went to a silent disco. It was all a lot of fun.
Oh, that sounds lovely, Suze.
Yeah, it was really nice. Really nice. The Cotswolds, very beautiful, isn't it?
Oh, it's down there, isn't it? Yes.
It is, yeah. Yes. Those sandstone houses.
Stunning, aren't they?
Really beautiful. Although I'm not sure I'd want to live there.
I mean, I think if you live there, you end up with a lot of tourists. That's the trouble.
Yes, and also a lot of chinos.
Oh, a lot of red trousers, that sort of thing.
I think you probably move there going, I'm not going to be the kind of person that wears chinos and boat shoes. We're quite far from any sort of boating. And then lo and behold,
there you are.
One day you wake up and you're wearing chinos and boating shoes.
Wouldn't mind it. Can't say I would mind it at all. I think it would be a lovely place to live. I think it gets frustrating when you have like endless teams of people having a photograph outside your picturesque cottage.
Saying things like, oh my God, it looks like the house from The Holiday.
Yeah, all of that sort of thing. It's so beautiful.
Oh my God, I love it.
But that sort of take a photograph. I mean, it must be, I don't know. I don't know. It's
Well, you didn't like it when that man took a photograph outside your house, did you?
I didn't like it. I sometimes think about that man. I was mean, really.
No, I think it's fine. I think you're allowed to say, excuse me, can you not take a photograph of my house?
He was zooming in. It seemed like he was zooming in, looking straight in the window. That's what I found.
Yes, unacceptable.
But I don't know if he wasn't.
Also, you're so friendly. You would have just let him come in.
I probably would have done. See, would have been.
What did
very
he say?
Gutted. It's a free country or something. You can take a photograph wherever you like. I was like, well, that's all as well as maybe. But I just wondered what you were doing. And he said, fine, take it. And then I think I was just feeling. I don't know. I think I just felt like he was photographing. But I don't think he was actually. I think he was just taking photographs of the house.
Sure.
And then somebody was, an estate agent was filming outside, walking past the other day, and I nearly shouted out the window, but you can't do anything about it, you know?
No, it's tricky.
Mm. It's a tricky, it's one, tricky, isn't it?
Do you think you could live in the countryside?
I like the idea of it.
Just what with your garden? I could see you getting chickens, but I don't know that you could get them in the house that you live in now.
Yes, and it would be a bit of an ask, wouldn't it?
Well, are they noisy?
Yeah, a little bit. They get you up in the morning if you've got a male one.
There you go.
You have to protect them, yes, and everything.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, I mean, emotionally.
Emotionally and everything, but the eggs, oh my goodness.
Fresh eggs, there's nothing like it.
Fresh eggs, nothing like it. But I would like to be in the countryside. I think, though, I don't know. Would I like it or not? I used to think it would be quite lonely, but I don't know if it is or not.
Yeah, I mean, the older I get, the more I sort of go, oh, I think I could be, I think I could be very happy. I'd have to be near people, a nice like village pub where everyone knew each other.
Yes, yes, yeah, I'd
I could
like
be
that.
Into that.
Yeah.
Where you sort of pop in for a quick glass of something.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
I like that.
I suppose as well, one wants to live in a place that is a place rather than sort of a, I dare say something with the Cotswolds, for example, is that it can be a bit play acting. You know what I mean? People pop on their hunter wellies and sort of pretend to live in the country, which they do live in the country then. But I think if it became a bit sort of performative, I might be a bit irritated.
Like they're cosplaying. Then I would be part of it.
Like cosplaying, like the prison game. Yeah. But that's snobby because I would be part of that if I moved there, wouldn't I? So who am I to, am I to argue?
Wandering around, holding a riding crop, but having no horse.
That sort of thing. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. And just sort of thinking it must be so lovely to own a farm, when in truth, I think it's just quite stressful.
I think it's really hard work. I think farming is really hard work.
Putting the fork in the hay, putting the hay over your head. It's hard.
Yeah. Looking after all the animals.
All the animals. Having a manger.
Shearing. Sheep shearing looks tough.
Sheep shearing. Trying to hold a sheep between your knees.
Yes, you can't do that.
Milk a cow. The list goes on.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that it's for us. Are we city types, do you think?
Maybe we're city mice, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think so.
I mean, I like lots of things. I like, yeah, I think it's about finding a place where you can feel like you're part of a community, which I think is lovely in Brighton.
Yes, there really is that.
Every runner knows the feeling when you finally hit your stride. You stop thinking about every step and start focusing on the journey ahead. Running a small business should feel a little more like that. But when you're juggling payroll, benefits, hiring, and HR compliance on top of everything else, it's hard to find your rhythm. That's where JustWorks comes in. JustWorks handles the back office admin small business owners can't afford to get wrong. Combining intuitive software with real human support, they help keep your business moving forward. Think of JustWorks as a running buddy for your business. The support system that's there to help lighten the load so you can focus on the road ahead. Building something great takes endurance, and the right support can make every step feel a little lighter. Chase your dream, not the paperwork, because you don't have to worry when it just works. Head to justworks.com to learn more.
This is Charity Lawson from Bachelor Happy Hour.
Charity, I was thinking about this the other day. What's something that you'll always say yes to?
That's easy. Seeing my friends, last-minute girls' trip, basically making memories you'll talk about for years.
Same. And somehow every one of these memories comes with something to plan.
That's so true.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you manage your money without taking away from the moments that matter.
Exactly. With flexible ways to pay, cashback that builds automatically, and everything in one place, Klarna helps you feel more confident making everyday money decisions.
Because when you have the right tools, everything feels more manageable.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to California Finance Law License, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I had such a lovely, funny experience the other day. There was a lady, my daughter was getting in the car and I was getting the dog in the car as well. And we were, you know, getting out. And there was a lady, and as you know, I live quite near the train station, and there was a lady running to the train station. Oh, no. And as she ran past, I said, go on, you can do it, you can make it.
Sarcastic.
And then my daughter joined in and was like, yeah, go on, you can get there. And she said, thanks, girls, and then carried on running. And then later on that day...
She missed her train.
No. She DM'd me on Substack.
Oh,
I didn't realise she was someone that I followed on Substack. I just somehow algorithmically she had come up and I had liked what she'd written. Anyway, and then she DM'd me later that day saying, thanks for the encouragement. I made the train.
Well, isn't that lovely?
And now we keep seeing each other. We clearly live a couple of roads away from each other. And I was in the coffee shop the other day getting a coffee and she walked past the window and waved at me and I waved back. We don't know each other at all.
But oh, now we
and I just
nice.
Thought that's a really nice
interaction, you know, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, I certainly think not all of London. I know that parts of London are super friendly, but I think had I have done that in other places that I've lived before, people might have looked at me like, all right.
Or assumed you were being sarcastic.
Yeah. Or when I lived in the flats in Sydenham.
Oh, yeah.
I spoke about this at the time, but gosh, I would really try and have a chit chat with people in the lifts. And they were so anti any kind of sort of community vibe. Even during lockdown, when you'd see people and you had your masks on, you'd think there'd be a little bit of blitz spirit of going like, oh, hi, how are you getting on? Oh, gosh, it's strange, isn't it? You know, or when you're wandering down to the bin room, you think you'd say hello. But so many people were so, I guess in that block of flats, because it was like a help to buy scheme, maybe lots of people were sort of transient and they weren't thinking they were going to stay there forever, so they didn't feel the need to put roots down. But I just love a little chat.
So do I. And maybe that's you and I all over. And I think as well, maybe being somewhat less than comfortable at secondary school was part of that like sense of I was too scared to say hello to anybody at secondary school. And still here we are 25 years later, still living that out. And that fear and that wanting to overcompensate for that, I think. That's maybe my take on it. I think sometimes in London, there is a sense of like, I don't even know my neighbours. Never even said hello to, I don't even know anyone. I never even met my neighbours. And it's like people are like so proud of how isolated they are. And I think there's something really sad about that.
Yeah. You think, I think that's probably not that good for you.
Well, exactly. But people, do you know what I mean? And yeah, people are kind of like, love it as sort of a...
Yes. There's sort of an... But it's an armory, isn't it? Of sort of going, I don't need anyone and I don't need anything. And you sort of go, I think we all do.
Yeah, and I think we all do. And I think there's something really sad about the idea of going, yeah, oh, I hate my neighbor. They said hello to me once and I ignored them. Yeah. Like that sort of thing. Like, oh, my neighbors did this. And like, well, what if they needed you? What if you needed them? You don't have to live in each other's pocket.
The other day we asked our neighbor to nip in to just, we were out for about 4 hours, which is about the limit we would leave Tiggy for. And we said to our neighbor, would you pop in after about 2.5-3 hours and just see that she's okay? And he said, yeah, of course. And then he came in like, it's like, was she okay? He's like, yeah, I went in, I gave her a cuddle, gave her a chewy, and then left and she went back to sleep. But it's so nice to have that. You know, and then when they're away, we'll do their, I'll do their plants and go and have
that
a wander
sort of
around,
thing, you know, nice.
Wander around and go through the garden and just make sure everything's okay and lock up, you know.
It's nice
to have that.
And it sort of facilitates friendliness between generations as well, which I think is really important.
Oh, gosh,
and
I think
I just think community is a lovely thing.
I think it's sort of everything.
I mean, I sort of do think that.
I was about to say, has there been a period of time where that's been less celebrated? But I wonder whether it's an age thing actually for us. And that maybe this has always been happening, but it's when you're in this sort of next stage of your life where you're putting down roots and you're deciding to stay somewhere.
Yeah.
But it feels like a newer thing for me where people really do chat. I mean, I know we keep coming back to it, but also the dog. You know, had a lovely chat with the man this morning. He had a whippet as well. She was called Vespa. Beautiful tan dog, beautiful tan colour, really pointy up ears, so playful. Her and Tiggy had such a great game of chasing each other. And then a poodle tried to join in, but really couldn't keep up. But, you know, it was lovely to see them try. And
sounds like me.
And Amir, you know, hi, how are you? Yeah, good. Mm. Oh, they're so nice when they play together. Oh, what's yours called? You know, there's just that, that connection is so lovely.
It's so good. Well, this is why when we go for a walk, as we did on Sunday in the local beautiful woods near here, and I always make a point, morning, Morning. Yeah. And then people don't, and sometimes you can tell they're from down from Londoners.
DFLs.
They don't want to say hello. They're like, what's this? Why are people saying hello? I just want to go for a walk. Oh, me. What about me? I'm in my world. And so I was like, morning. And if they don't say hello back, I'm always, I take a dim view of them.
I think that's, yeah. Do you know
that's
what
the punishment.
I realised for a while, and I appreciate I'm saying this on a podcast, but so much of my head was always filled with podcast noise. I'd be listening to something or other or an audiobook, which I do love. But there is something so nice about not listening to anything and just taking the pod in, saying hi to people, grabbing a coffee. But I think there was a time when I felt like I always needed to fill my brain with something because, heaven forfend, it gets filled with my own thoughts.
Yes, well, that's I think I'm in that place sometimes that I stress about it. And then, you know, don't get me started on, you know, I know we've said it before, but social media, when people left their social medias out loud, FaceTimes.
Oh, we can't talk about
that. Can't bear it. I mean, I get so angry about it. And then I read a thing on the BBC website that said, we've all got to get used to it. It's just like people talking on the phone 20 years ago when phones first came out. And I thought, oh, is it?
No. I don't pay my license fee for that.
But it's exactly. And I think as well, again, it comes down to regarding other people around you. But I don't know. And maybe people are, a lot of people are just like, I don't care. Well, what are they going to do? Come and talk to me about it. Oh, I'll tell them to F off. And I think, well, that's a sad
I love your bitch voice.
And I learned it in prison.
We have had some lovely messages.
Had some lovely messages.
Should we share one?
Let's share one. Go on, Suze.
Oh, okay. Dear Susie and Tom, long-time listener, second-time writer-inner. Oh, Suze, what can I say? My husband and I were listening to the poddy yesterday with our mouths drooling because you were rhapsodizing with such Hélène about French bread, French butter, French cheese and French wine. Oh, my goodness.
See, I couldn't even watch Slow Horses without getting distracted.
Oh, my goodness me. We looked at each other wordlessly right then and popped down to the local corner shop. Begins with a W here in Winchester, not an M. So sorry, Tom. And immediately purchased some French bread, French butter, French cheese and French wine. Do you work for the French Food Marketing Board, Suze? I would love to, because you did such a good job. It was absolutely delicious. And top it off, our French-themed tea time. We stuck on Le Cajou Folle on the telly, delightful original from 1978, and reveled in our immersion of all things French. Thank you for your tasty inspiration. Also,
welcome.
To correct two mistakes in my first letter last time, which was concerning Tom's fading wood, which I was very sad to hear about. That'll be prison. But glad it's all sorted now. Phew. And I'd like to tell you about our shower mat. Sacre bleu. I know, old topic, but as a long-time listener for you.
It's still in our minds.
We've had to deal with the soggy situation by having a towel rail installed below... Oh, just below the ladder radiator exclusively to hang our shower mat on after we use it each time. Hey, presto, the job's a good one. My second mistake was to offer only you one buy at the end of my last missive. How remiss of me. It was, and of course it was noted at the time. Please accept all the buys by a trillion to make up for my glaring error. Lots of love to you and the pod hubby. Love, Simon and Peter and Lola, our 18-month-old yellow Labrador puppy. Yes, her name is Lola.
Shush,
secret Fanalos.
I didn't know that Barry Manilow fans were called Fanalos. That's funny. And that's and he's from Marvellous Millinery in Winchester.
Tom, he's a milliner.
Member of the British Millinery Association. Finally.
He's a milliner, Tom.
Oh my goodness.
Hats off to you.
Suze. Love that.
Oh, thank you for that. I'm so pleased. I wonder what today is going to inspire people to talk to people.
Go and talk to your neighbours, I tell you.
Knock on, invite yourself in for a tea. That's what I'd say.
Exactly. Say good morning to people on a walk. Good morning!
Morning!
And if they don't respond, give them a glare, as I do. I saw people out using hiking sticks the other day, and I thought, I'll say hello, and they didn't say hello back.
Oh, no, come on. If you're going to invest in the gear, you've got to get the right attitude.
Sunday, though, wasn't it? Sunday, you've got Sunday walkers out. They're not.
The Lord's Day.
They're just like
on a Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. They're just fair weather ones.
Oh, fair weather walkers. There's nothing worse. Right, Tom, if I don't see you through the window...
And that lovely French window behind you, Suze. I love that.
Bonjour, into the garden.
Bonjour, into à la jardin. I'll see you through the week, yeah, for sure. Yeah,
absolutely. Okay.
Okay, so.
Okay, thanks, Tom. Speak to you in a bit, darling.
All right, speak to you later. Okay, bye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.